Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand in top gear as leaders of political parties hold back-to-back rallies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says BJP has always taken care of interests and welfare of tribal people. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader Amit Shah releases party manifesto in Mumbai. Maha Vikas Agadi's alliance manifesto also released by the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge. In Kashmir, two anti-terrorist operations underway at Zabarwan Forest Area in Srinagar and Sopore in Baramulla district. Canadian police arrest another person in connection with violent altercation at a Hindu temple in Brampton last Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin signs a treaty with North Korea on comprehensive strategic partnership. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh clinches women's singles title of New South Wales Open in Sydney, Australia. As only 2 days are left for campaigning to end for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand, leaders of all political parties are going full throttle, leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has a hectic canvassing schedule in the state today. Addressing the Vijay Sankalp Abhiyan in Chandan Kyari Assembly constituency in Bokaro this afternoon, the Prime Minister said, BJP has always taken care of interest and welfare of the tribal people. He said the aspirations and self-respect of tribal brothers and sisters have always been paramount for the party. Mr. Modi said, in the last 10 years, our government has given more than 3 lakh crore rupees, which is 4 times more than the Congress. Criticizing the JMM government, Mr. Modi said that the Soren government has looted Jharkhand while we want to provide facilities like education, housing, employment.
Hawa ka rukh saaf hai. और मैं आपको वादा करता हूँ सरकार बनने के बाद इन भ्रष्टाचारियों को कड़ी से कड़ी सजा मिले इसलिए अदालत में हम पूरी लड़ाई लड़ेंगे.
Our correspondent takes a look at Prime Minister's election campaign in the state today.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Gumla shortly. Mr. Modi will also hold a 3-kilometer long roadshow in Ranchi in the evening. Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow from OTC ground to Ratu Road crossing in Ranchi. Barricading has been done on both sides of the Ratu Road for the roadshow. The roadshow will last for about 1 hour 30 minutes. More than 4,000 security personnel have been deployed to handle the security arrangements in the roadshow. The Prime Minister's rallies and roadshows are likely to impact about 2 dozen seats of the state. This is the Prime Minister's second visit for campaign in the Jharkhand Assembly elections. With KK Lal, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged misuse of central agency against him. Addressing election meeting at Ranchi, Mr. Soren said people are watching all activities and they will give befitted reply to BJP in elections. Refuting charges of Hemant Soren, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi said, central agency is doing its duty. Mr. Soren will also address rallies at Tamad and Khijri, while senior RJD leader Tejasvi Yadav will hold a rally at Hunter Ganj in Chatra. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will hold 3 election meetings at Saras, Deoghar and Poryahat. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address election meetings at Ichhagar, Tamar and Karsama. BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge Hemant Biswa Sarma will address public meetings at Chatra and Latehar. Leaders of the All Jharkhand Students' Union and left parties will also address rallies in different parts of Jharkhand. Elections to the 81-member Legislative Assembly will be held in 2 phases on the 13th and 20th of this month. Counting will take place on the 23rd of November along with Maharashtra Assembly elections. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today launched party's manifesto Sankalp Patra in Mumbai for the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra. In the manifesto, the BJP has promised irrigation projects, river water diversion and redirecting excess monsoon water for a drought-free Maharashtra. The party has also promised to create 1 crore jobs over the next 5 years. Women empowerment, affordable housing, harnessing solar energy for agriculture and clean water. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said BJP's Sankalp Patra reflects the aspirations of the people of the state.
एनडीए की जो सरकार महायुति की सरकार चल रही है उसने किसानों का सम्मान करने की बात की है गरीबों का कल्याण करने को जमीन पर उतारने का काम किया है महिलाओं का स्वाभिमान बढ़ाने के लिए हम योजनाएं लेके आए हैं और विरासतों का पुनरुत्थान करने का काम भी महायुति सरकार ने किया है
यूनियन मिनिस्टर पीयूष गोयल डिप्टी चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ महाराष्ट्र देवेंद्र फडणवीस महाराष्ट्र बीजेपी प्रेसिडेंट चंद्रशेखर Bhavan Kule, Ashish Shelar and others were present at the launch of the manifesto. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto in the presence of NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule, Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut and other prominent leaders of the MVA coalition in Mumbai. The MVA has promised 3,000 per month for women, monthly assistance of up to 4,000 rupees per month for unemployed educated youth, debt waiver for farmers up to 3 lakh rupees and an incentive of 50,000 rupees for regular loan repayment, recruitment drive for 2.5 lakh positions in the state government, among others. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge said, the upcoming election is going to change the future of the country.
ये जो चुनाव है ये देश का भविष्य बदलने वाला चुनाव है अगर महाराष्ट्र में अब की गवर्नमेंट को अगर हम हटाएंगे और महाराष्ट्र विकास आघाड़ी के सरकार को लाएंगे तभी यहाँ पर एक स्टेबल अच्छी गवर्नमेंट अच्छा गवर्नेंस हम दे पाएंगे
In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Thane Assembly constituency of Maharashtra. Thane is among the six assembly segments that form the Thane Lok Sabha constituency. Our correspondent reports that the assembly seat has 378,207 voters and a total of 8 candidates are in fray.
Thane Assembly constituency has been a Shiv Sena bastion since the 1990s. Notably, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde had won this seat in the 2004 Assembly polls. However, BJP candidate Sanjay Kelkar won the seat in the 2014 Assembly elections and was re-elected in 2019 too. The Assembly constituency will witness a three-cornered fight this time, with BJP leader Sanjay Kelkar facing Shiv Sena UBT candidate Rajan Vichare and MNS candidate Avinash Jadhav. In the previous election, the constituency had recorded about 53% voter turnout, wherein Mr. Kelkar had defeated Avinash Jadhav by a margin of over 19,000 votes. While the seat has seen infrastructure development in the past decade, poor condition of roads remains an issue. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Jammu and Kashmir, two anti-terrorist operations are underway in Zabarwan forest area of Srinagar district and Sopore area in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said that an encounter broke out between terrorists and the security forces in Zabarwan area on the Srinagar outskirts this morning. There are no reports of any casualties in this area so far. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson confirmed the killing of an unidentified terrorist yesterday in the ongoing Baramulla anti-terrorist operation in the general area of Rajpura Sopore. The search operation is still in progress in the area. Further details are awaited. Minister of Power Manohar Lal today flagged off the electric vehicles rally in New Delhi. On the occasion, he also launched the EV as a service program. Mr. Manohar Lal said on the occasion, this program has been started for a noble cause which was much needed for Delhi. Talking to media persons, the minister said pollution primarily occurs from industrial activities, construction work and transportation. He added that each sector should make efforts to reduce its pollution-causing productions. He highlighted the role of electric vehicles in reducing pollution and significance of EV as a service program.
पोल्यूशन जो है वो सामान्यतया इंडस्ट्री से पैदा होता है कंस्ट्रक्शन वर्क से पैदा होता है ट्रांसपोर्ट से भी होता है तो हर एक सेक्टर को प्रदूषण कम करने के लिए अपने प्रयास करने चाहिए उसके अंदर ईवी का यानी इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स का अपना एक योगदान है जो डीजल से पेट्रोल से चलने वाले वाहन है वो ईवी में अगर परिवर्तित होते हैं तो इसका बहुत बड़ा लाभ होता है
The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. Central Pollution Control Board said An air quality index of 333 was reported in the national capital this afternoon. Our correspondent reports, despite various measures by the Delhi government, the pollution levels have continued to rise.
The air quality in Delhi and NCR region has taken a toll on the people. The hospitals in the city are witnessing patients suffering from respiratory, eye and skin-related problems due to air pollution. Despite several efforts of pollution control agencies like water sprinkling, mechanized sweeping and other anti-smog measures, the air quality has continued to be in the very poor category in the city. Talking to Akashvani News, Head of Respiratory Department at Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Dr. Amit Suri, has advised citizens to take precautions to avoid pollution-related diseases.
बाहर नहीं निकले, अगर निकलना पड़ रहा है किसी वजह से तो N95 मास्क का प्रयोग जरूर करिए। दूसरा, सूर्योदय से पहले और सूर्यास्त के बाद बाहर ना निकले और कोई एक्सरसाइज वगैरह ना करें। घर के खिड़की दरवाजे बिल्कुल नहीं खोलें, एयर प्यूरिफायर का यूज करिए। जिन लोगों को सांस की बीमारियां उनको टाइमली अपना वैक्सीनेशन करना बहुत जरूरी है।
मीनवाइल द इंडिया मीटियोरोलॉजिकल डिपार्टमेंट हैज आल्सो फोरकास्ट स्मॉग ड्यूरिंग द नाइट एंड मॉर्निंग आवर्स इन दिल्ली एनसीआर रीजंस फॉर द नेक्स्ट 2-3 डेज। एज पर द डेटा फ्रॉम सेंट्रल पॉल्यूशन कंट्रोल बोर्ड, द AQI in some parts of the city are still in the very poor category. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena inaugurated the 73rd All India Police Athletics Cluster Championship 2024-25 at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Mr. Saxena appreciated the efforts of police personnel posted across the country, especially those who are making the country proud through their games.
आज से 14 नवंबर तक कुछ 45 एथलीट्स इवेंट होंगे। इन खेलों के सभी राज्यों और केंद्र शासित प्रदेशों के अलावा सेंट्रल आर्म पुलिस फोर्स की कुल 39 टीमें भी भाग ले रही हैं, जिनमें 1123 खिलाड़ी हैं और इसमें 759 पुरुष और 364 महिलाएं हैं। मैं इस अवसर पर दिल्ली पुलिस को भी बधाई देना चाहूंगा जो इन खेलों की मेजबानी कर रही है।
5 मेंबर्स ऑफ अ फैमिली कंप्राइजिंग 3 मेन एंड 2 वुमेन वर किल्ड टुडे after their car collided with a truck on the Greater Noida Expressway. Additional DCP Traffic Greater Noida, Ashok Kumar, said that the accident took place in the wee hours and the family was travelling from Noida to Parichok when their car rammed into a stationary truck from behind. In some international news, Canadian police have made another arrest in connection with the violent altercation during a protest at a Hindu temple in Brampton on 3rd of this month. The violence erupted during a demonstration at a temple on the Gore Road, escalating into physical assaults between opposing protesters. A special investigative team has been formed to probe the incidents. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a treaty establishing a comprehensive strategic partnership with North Korea. The treaty, originally signed by the top leaders of the two countries in Pyongyang, on June 19 this year, was ratified by the lower house of parliament on October 24. Russia's upper house of parliament approved the bill on November 6. The preamble to the treaty said that the document aligns with the core interests of the two people, aiming to ensure regional and global peace, security and stability. The treaty also includes provisions for immediate military and other forms of assistance if either nation faces an armed attack. In sports, in squash, India's Anahat Singh has clinched the women's singles title at the New South Wales Open in Australia's Sydney this morning. She defeated Helen Tang of Hong Kong 3-1 in the summit clash. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand is top gear as leaders of political parties hold back-to-back rallies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says BJP has always taken care of interest and welfare of tribal people. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader Amit Shah releases party manifesto on Mumbai. Maha Vikas Agadi's alliance manifesto also released by the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge. In Kashmir, 2 anti-terrorist operations underway at Zabarwan Forest area in Srinagar and Sopor in Baramulla district. Canadian police arrest another person in connection with violent altercation at Hindu temple in Brampton last Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin signs a treaty with North Korea on comprehensive strategic partnership. And with that, we end this midday news.